On April 16th, come see an in-the-flesh reading of We're Alive at Meltdown Comics in Hollywood. For ticket info and more information, go to www.zombiepodcast.com.
This radio show includes loud, sudden noises and some adult situations. Please listen responsibly.
We're Alive, a story of survival.
Chapter 19. The Catalyst. Part 3 of 3.
Got closer, so I hid behind rows of topsoil and fertilizer. I was out of sight just as they made it to the door. I breathed in lightly and didn't move an inch. They were only a few yards away.
So Victor took the Michael guy over to the holding cells, and that's where he is now.
So Marcus found out about his transmission and still didn't do anything?
That's not all. You'd better listen to the tape.
Oh, there's more?
Yeah, of course, because you never serve. Excuse me? You heard me. You care to answer a few more questions to prove it? Easy enough to BS a bunch of people who had no idea what you were talking about. But why don't you try me?
Oh, that is juicy. And he said this today?
Yep. Luke grabbed the wiretap from your apartment right after they left.
This might be just what we needed. Taking out Sean was easy enough. But this'll be even easier. Guess we won't have to wait long after all. Give a copy of this to the others. They'll finally understand what I've been saying all along.
Well, Marcus is gone. I'm going to get my promotion,
right? You'll get the spot you deserve.
And what about Michael?
Oh, your pride hurt more than your head? After we're done tonight, you can do whatever you want with it.
Good.
First things first. Once everyone has gone to bed, send the village into lockdown. The only people who will be out will be ours. And in the morning, oh no, Marcus died in the attack. But we'll need to make his body look like an attack. I'll have fun with that. I'll meet you outside the Broken Arrow. Make sure our guardians are on watch tonight, or else this could end ugly.
You sure we have enough people?
Raoul, Lincoln, and Munn should give us enough. They were on the fence before, but once they hear the tape, they'll be with us. There may be others on duty tonight. What about the other guardians? The ones loyal to him?
I got that covered. There's a special vegetable soup tonight. Later, we'll just claim it was a bad case of food poisoning, so all ours get on posts. It's not the first time we've had bad food. They'll gladly give up their shifts.
Make sure not just the other guardians get the bad food. That would make it look suspicious. Set off the silent alarm at 10. That'll give us enough time. Got it?
Sure.
We shouldn't meet until then, but if something happens and we have to call it off... Use this tape on the Liberty Park sign. Put an X in the corner. All right?
Sure thing. See you tonight, boss.
Oh! Your workers need to learn to pick things up.
They're someone else's workers now.
Oh my God, Michael! Hey! Hey! Oh, hey, new girl. Pegs, right? I missed you at Chow. You gonna join us tonight?
I need to find my friends, Michael or Kelly. Do you know who they are?
Oh, that guy you were with today? Oh, yeah, I'm not sure who Kelly is, but I haven't seen either one. Why? Is everything okay?
No, everything is not okay. What about Marcus? You know where I can find him? I need to talk to him.
Why would you need to talk with him? What's wrong? I mean, maybe I can help.
Something is going to happen. I just need to tell him something.
Okay. All right, this way. He lives with us back in the village.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much.
So, you're gonna tell me what it is? I mean, if I'm in danger too, I really should...
Let's talk to him first. He'll know what to do.
Sounds like it's a hell of a something. Why can't you tell me if it's so bad?
I just need to talk to him first. Then I can tell you.
Okay. Well, this is his house here. Hello? Marcus? You home? Oh, he must be working in the office. This way.
Thank you so much.
Wait here. Let me see if he's busy.
Okay, just please tell him it's important.
Okay, he said to go in.
Thank you so much. Wait, there's no one...
You can try the windows, but they're already boarded up. Just don't mess up my stuff in there. I have it organized the way I like it. It's a shame you'll miss out on tonight. It'll be quite a show. Ah, can't. Too much to do. Hope you like this. It's on repeat.
Where is she?
Victor, you mind if I eat with you?
Sit wherever you want, Bert.
Very funny. I told you, it's Kelly. Have you seen Pegs? She usually meets me here for dinner before my shift.
Haven't seen her.
Well, aren't you the grump? Who pissed in your lemonade?
It's horchata.
Whatever. So what'd you get? The vegetable soup? I thought the pasta looked better. Have you heard anything about Michael? He's still loopy?
He's fine. He got out today.
Really? Maybe she's with him.
I doubt it.
There's something you want to tell me? You haven't even touched your soup. What's going on?
Nothing.
So, we'll meet up at Mindy's house in half an hour. 9:15, okay?
Sounds good to me.
Hey, Amy. You work with Pegs. You seen her tonight?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think she's working late. She was in the field still when I left.
All right. Thanks. Something's wrong.
What?
She's lying.
How do you know that?
Common occurrence when you're a lawyer.
But why would she lie?
I have no idea.
Hey, where are you going?
I need to go find her and Michael.
Need a hand?
Oh, really?
Well, I don't have much of an appetite anyway. Here, guys. Don't let it go to waste.
Come on.
All right. More soup.
Wasn't at Liberty Park. I checked.
Or the hospital. Michael's gone too. I just checked our house. No sign of her. Doesn't look like she even came home.
Well, there's not so many people here that someone's going to go missing and no one notice.
God, and it's starting to get dark too. What time is it?
9:50.
I'm really starting to worry. Some people are damn rude.
Wait, hold on. I think that's Amy's house. Hello? Hello? Stand back. Hello?
Back here, hello! Hello, someone!
It's deadbolted, I can't kick it in, the door's too strong.
I'll look for a key.
Just hold on, okay? We're gonna get you out.
Why the hell is there a deadbolt on there?
It's a safe room, in case anything gets inside.
Well, the front door was easy enough. Hey, I found a pile. Try these.
All right. Nope. Nope. No, wait. Got it. Got it.
Oh, thank God. Thank God.
What happened? How long have you been in there?
Too long. We need to go tell my... Wait, what is he doing here?
He helped me find you.
Can we trust him?
He hasn't steered us wrong before.
Amy, that bitch locked me up in here. Something's happening tonight, and they're gonna kill Marcus.
What?
And then Michael.
No.
Who?
I overheard that gatekeeper guy in Bixby talking about it. Oh my God, what time is it?
9:55.
Shit! Okay, we need to go find Michael and tell Marcus and... Hey! We need some tape. We can put it on the sign before everything even...
What the hell is that?
Silent alarm.
It's too late.
Who's in on it?
They said all the guardians tonight were theirs. I don't remember names.
Look, there still might be some time. They'll go for Marcus first, we'll go for Michael.
You know where he is?
Wait, we don't have any guns.
I have one. This way, we'll get more.
Everyone inside, barricade your homes. This is your safe room. Hey, get back inside.
Weapons retrieval.
Oh, all right.
We need weapons.
Hold on. Yes?
Glenn, what are you doing here?
Oh, traded shifts tonight, boy. Soup didn't agree with me. Now, what is it you wanted?
Open the room.
Now, hold on. I don't think you're allowed to come in here.
Give me the key, Glenn. We're under attack. This is what you're supposed to do.
Okay.
You, grab a backpack. Start filling it up with the boxes of ammo there.
Okay, all right.
Might as well fill up, too.
Now, hold on. You really need that much ammo?
Glenn, you have no idea what's going on. Here, take this and make sure all the windows and the doors are sealed.
Did some make it inside?
Yes, now do it! Grab every bit of ammo, right? Don't leave anything here. We can't carry all the guns, but this will slow them down.
But that won't leave them in.
I don't feel too bad for them.
Fine, which guns do we grab?
Only grab what you know how to use.
Here's our rifle. You take it, Pegs. I'll grab the Glock.
Open up your bag. We'll save this one for Michael.
Here's the silenced pistol.
Put it in the bag. I found something better. This one's silent and automatic. Grab that crowbar, too. We'll need it.
Ooh, flare gun. This is like Christmas. I'm getting a little bit of everything.
Kelly, that bird thing has gone to your head. Are we really going to need all of this?
You don't understand. We're not coming back. Michael's in the prison right now. After the transmission, well, he got punished, so I had to take him there for it.
Locked up for just using the radio? Seems a bit harsh.
Shh! It started. They're going after Marcus first. We don't have much time. Run, girl!
I got the journals. Now, where's Michael?
This way. Why are those so important?
It doesn't matter. They just are.
Who are those people? Why are they attacking Marcus?
It's a coup. There's been a lot of people not loyal to Marcus for a while. And I was one of them.
Wait, so you're...
I'm not on either side. Now, come on, Michael's not much further. He's in there. No one's on duty tonight.
Must be busy elsewhere.
Crowbar.
Hello?
Be quiet, amigo.
What's with all the gunfire? Is everyone all right?
We're fine.
But Marcus is pretty much done. Look for a key. The guard sits at the desk there. Check.
Okay, I'm looking.
What are you doing here?
Your offer still stands? I get you out, I go with you, right?
Well, yeah, sure.
All right, then.
Michael, just hold on. We're looking.
I'm not going anywhere.
Found it. Here.
You know how to use this kind?
MP5. They had these?
The rescuers left them behind. Do you know how to use it?
Well, yeah.
Good. I have the other. Careful of the silencer on that one. It gets really hot if you go fully auto, which you shouldn't. And it's shit for distance.
What made you change your mind?
There's no way we can stop all of them. And I don't want to be here when the dust settles. It's not going to be a pretty picture.
So you know a way out of here?
Yeah, but we got to go quick. Once Marcus is done, they'll start to go back to their post. And we need to be gone before then. We'll go the same way we came in. Come on.
Yeah, but I don't have Saul's medicine yet.
The hospital's on the way out, but I don't even know if Tanya's on duty. She's not the only doctor here.
We have to try.
They probably cut all the power. Marcus and his guards must be putting up a fight.
They shut down power to the hospital?
I can't see a damn thing.
Hello?
If there was anyone here, they would have gone into lockdown after the sudden alarm.
But where?
I have no idea.
Hello?
Hello, Michael?
Hope, where are you?
In here. Is it safe to come out yet? The alarm turned off.
I know. The power's down. Come on out.
Who's on duty tonight?
Tanya.
Thank God.
Where is she?
She went to go lock the other patients' doors, down the hall.
You mind showing us where to go?
Take my hand. Watch your step, this way.
Tanya!
What?
Where are you?
What the hell's going on?
They're going after Marcus.
Who is?
Gatekeeper.
We're getting out of here, but we need that medication you were talking about for our friend, and we need to hurry.
Hope, you know bottles number 7 and 8 in the cabinet? You mind getting them?
Sure.
So that's what all the gunshots are about right now. We're not being attacked?
Not from the outside.
Oh, hell. So you think...
Yeah. Gatekeeper will be in charge now.
That sure isn't comforting.
Yeah, he'll need a new name.
That's why I'm leaving.
We all are.
And where are you gonna go?
Well, first things first. We need to get the medicine for Saul. We'll figure out the rest along the way.
What did you say?
I said we'll figure out where we'll go from there. There are a few options.
Any place will be better than what's gonna end up happening here.
You hear that?
It's over.
He's dead. We need to go now.
Here.
Thanks.
Hope, grab my emergency bag next to my desk and meet us by the entrance, okay?
What are you...
We're going with you. Now turn around and head back to the door. You said it yourself. No time to argue.
This way.
You sure you want to come with us?
Hope wouldn't stand a chance here now. You didn't give me much of a choice.
We can just take Hope with us.
I don't feel much like staying either.
I got it. Here.
Thanks, baby. Now hold on to my hand tight now. We need to go.
Go? Really?
Yes. Here, you mind carrying this thing?
You got it. I got 50 pounds of ammo on my back, but hey, what's a few more? Holy... What's in this thing?
Little bit of everything. We'll need it.
Exit's over here. This way.
There's still no guards in the towers.
Yeah, but not for long. Come on.
He's gone. Michael's gone. Someone broke the door. Wait. There. Over there.
Move! All of you go on ahead. Michael, cover fire.
Hurry! Michael, everyone is out front. Come on!
Right, Vic, let's go!
Don't call me that, amigo.
Don't know which way to go through the maze.
This way. Stay close. I know where the traps are.
We're going there on foot?
No, our car's not too far.
This way. I know of another.
We ran as fast as we could, all six of us. Victor knew his way through the maze better than Hope in the hospital. Without him, we wouldn't have made it very far. We went as fast as we could until...
How much further?
Just a little ways, right?
Yeah, not too much.
Guardians at the tower, take cover!
That was close.
They have night vision. Just stay close to the cars. We're almost there.
Ah! Victor!
I'm okay, the shots are getting closer. We gotta grump them.
We got company!
Two more over there!
Pin down!
So shoot back!
We're trying.
There's more guardians in the tower now. They're all taking shots.
Pegs, toss me your rifle. They're out of range with this thing.
You want me to throw it to you? Here, catch!
Oh, nice. I can't reach that.
Well, it's heavy. What are we gonna do?
Just hold on, okay?
They got night vision, right?
Yeah, we can barely see them, but they can see us.
Ha! Got it!
What are you doing?
The flare gun!
Tower's over there, right? Ready? Here goes!
Yeah! Ha ha! Cuidados!
All right. Get ready to run, everybody. Go, 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 go!
There it is!
Hope, don't let go of my hand.
I'm not...
Pegs, take my gun. I got yours.
Here.
Is that it?
Yes, go! The keys are under the front tire. I got our rear covered.
I'm
driving. Hope, get in the back.
Leave shotgun open for me. Everyone's in. Come on, Michael.
Go, 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 go.
Hold on.
Left here, then right, then another left, and you should hit the main road. Turn right there.
Got it. Keep watching. Make sure I get it right.
Get down!
Hey! Get back in your home, cabrones!
The guardians are still shooting at us? Aren't we far enough away?
No. That was a recon team. Who knows what they told them? They'll probably blame all this on us now.
Well, there's no going back there.
Yeah, we pretty much burned that bridge.
And poured gas on the ashes.
Everyone all right? Anyone hurt?
I have a few scratches from the glass, but I'm all right.
So comforting to know we have someone with us in case something happens.
I'm an insurance policy. Don't go doing stupid shit on my account. So, where are we going now?
Home.
I drove late into the night. Having worked the night shift at the colony paid off. Everyone fell asleep shortly after that. Victor stayed awake and helped me navigate our way back home. With Michael's map, we were able to make it to the tower by morning. The sun was just beginning to peek over the buildings on the horizon.
Hope, honey, wake up.
What is it?
It's an apartment building.
It's
not the one you're thinking of.
Okay, where are those green cars?
The what?
There they are. We have to drive through those. I'll have to show you around a bit. Show you the ropes. Return the favor, you know.
Lo que tú digas, señorita.
Wow. Looks the same as when we left it.
Well, there's a few differences I can see.
You have a parking garage? That's handy.
What? What's that look for?
Lazy.
I don't feel like getting out and opening the gate. They'll see us on the cameras anyway.
Just a sec. I'll open it up. How many people are in here? Who are you?
Victor.
Datu. Michael! You were gone for so long! Everybody thought you might not be coming back!
Tanya, here's a doctor. Is Saul still hanging in there?
He's doing okay. A little better, but not all the way.
Hey, Datu, take this.
Bert's going to be happy to see you.
Really? He's not mad?
Fuming for the first day. After that, he got really down. He's had a rough time while you were away. We all did.
Well, hopefully now it'll lighten up a bit.
So you found other survivors? Where? You have to tell me everything.
We will, I promise. There's a lot to get done first.
I gotta take a whiz for one.
This way. I'll show you where.
Okay.
All right now. Watch your step. Easy now.
Who's this?
Michael. Should we tell him about...
He's gonna find out eventually.
Tanya. Nice to meet you.
She's the doctor.
I heard.
And this is Hope.
Pleased to meet both of you. I'm Datu, the maintenance guy. You must be tired. I can show you upstairs.
Thank you. Let me grab my bag. I'm very interested in seeing this patient first.
Hope, huh? That reminds me of someone I knew. A while ago.
Datu, it's the same.
The same?
Hope, this is Datu. He was a good friend of your mother.
You were?
Oh, my God! Hope? Hope!
Tanya?
It's all right.
I'm sorry. I just... Everything at once!
Hey! Look who's back.
You don't sound too surprised.
Should I be? Oh, look! Datu's crying again.
Shut up!
Oh, boy, do I have some stories to tell you.
Yeah, we have a few... Jesus, what happened to you?
I got in a fight with a window, and it won.
Yeah. Just when I thought you couldn't get any uglier.
I'm fine, by the way. Just a little cut up. Riley stitched me up. She did a good job. They'll come out eventually.
How's everyone else? We all good? No problems?
Oh, yeah. Everyone's good, mostly. No one got hurt, per se, but...
What? Someone got hurt? Who?
Well, it's Lizzie.
What? What happened to her?
Bert kicked her out of the tower.
Join us again in 2 weeks for the next chapter of We're Alive.
Download the podcast for free on iTunes and Zune. Keyword, We're Alive. To find out more or purchase the complete first season of We're Alive, go to www.zombiepodcast.com.
Starring Jim Gleason, Shane Salk, Jay Olegario, Elisa Elliott, Jane Lehosh, Katie Keene, Jim Kane, Shirley Jordan, Mark Miller, Otto Sterk, and Carl Schwaber. I'm Michael Swan, edited by Michael Robertson and K.C. Whalen. This chapter was written by K.C. Whalen, associate producer Jason Scott, composers Katie Whalen and Ron Gallagher. Produced by Shane Salk and Casey Wayland. Zombie intern, Grayson Stone. This has been a Modern Myth production.